This is a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. Hi, this is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, a member at AboveTopSecret.com, coming to you via a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. I wanted to share some insights into, I'm sure people who have been following my career on Above Top Secret have noticed, my apparent obsession. I think a lot of people think I'm an anime fan, and I guess so, although I'm not really a big anime fan, but there's one anime that is my favorite visual art production of all time, and that is an anime called Haibane Renmei. And it's not the most famous anime ever made, nor the most commercially successful, but it is, without question, the most profound and influential visual art production of any kind on me as a person. It's my favorite of all time, and people who know me know that I'm not really big on picking favorites, but it wasn't that hard in this case. That doesn't mean it's the best show of all time, but it's certainly my favorite. I absolutely love this show. In the past year, I've watched it. I'm now in the middle of my 44th series viewing, and that's in addition to a bunch of individual episode viewings and scanning for screenshots and stuff like that. Haibane Renmei is the driving force in a very meaningful way. It's a driving force for my muse. Prior to seeing this show, I had never written a song that I could really listen to and liked. Didn't write fiction. Couldn't draw people. I used to sketch as a kid, but I couldn't draw people, so I draw airplanes and guns and things like that boys draw. Since I've been watching this show, I've got... I did my first album. Granted, it could use some work, but I did my first musical album. I've written a bunch of songs, most of them having to do with Haibane. I have a novel that I'm working on. It's already over 130,000 words long, and... it's actually written as a sequel to the series, and I'm almost done with it. I've got the synopsis and everything all the way to the end, and I know how it ends. I've actually written the last scene. I just have a couple more scenes I need to do in the meantime, and I know how they go. I just need to write them. It's the question of the muse. For people who haven't seen the series, this discussion may contain some spoilers, as they're called. So if you're concerned and you might want to watch the show later and you're worried that I might give away the plot, I'll try not to, but the spoiler warning, it's sort of a tradition. Also, shout out to my friends on the Old Home Bulletin Board, my old homies. Hey, if you're listening to this, hopefully you'll go easy on me for all the ways I just absolutely murdered the story. Anyway, throughout this also, I'm planning to play little clips of music from the anime series. And, Haibane Renmei is a 13-episode series. It had a single run on Fuji Television late night. It didn't get a lot of exposure when it came out, but it's turned into something of, I don't know if I'd call it a cult favorite, but if you go to places like Anime Nation and some of these online boards and you look at the polls, especially the ones that, one of the things I like about animation, they actually give you all kinds of statistical breakdowns, and people who see the show, who see Haibane Renmei, tend to think of it as a masterpiece. And I am squarely in that category. As far as I'm concerned, the show is an absolute masterpiece. And I'm sure anyone listening is thinking, oh, okay, so basically this is a commercial for an anime? Is that what this is? It's like, well, maybe. I just wanted to give some of my fellow members an idea of what the deal is with these girls with wings and halos that I feature in my avatars now and then. At the time I'm doing this, the avatar I've got on the Above Top Secret is Raka, and she's standing there with her little hands clasped and, very looks like a little angel. But that's one of the things I'll talk about, is just what Haibane are, because they're not angels. They may look like angels, but they're not. And there's a whole background to them, and I'm hoping that by the end of this podcast, you'll have a better idea of what Hibernae are and why I'm so fascinated with them. Without further ado, let's listen to some more music, which comes from the soundtrack by Ko Ohtani. It's more of my murdered pronunciation of him, who I consider a brilliant composer who wrote music that's just perfect for this show. I can only play short clips because this is copyrighted music. So that's a sampling of a song called Eil Gris, which is, well, basically, and that's another murdered pronunciation for French, for gray wings, which is one of the defining features of Hibernae. In fact, the word Hibernae is a Japanese word which essentially means gray wings or charcoal feathers or ash wings. There's a lot of different ways to interpret it. And the color of the wings is one of the things that kind of gives a hint as to what Hibernae are. They're not quite angels. They're not quite demons. They're somewhere in between. And the story conveys this notion because all of these Hibernae are born into this world, which is a small world. It's a walled city called Guri. The English version is called Gli, but Guri. And the town is surrounded by, there's a small town and it's surrounded by a very tall wall. The description of it is about 100 meters. It's about 300 feet for those of us in the Dark Ages here. And no one is allowed to go outside the wall. And you can tell right off the bat as you're looking at how this world is arranged that it's an allegory. It's a metaphorical world. And the author of the story is also the creator, I guess you could say, of the story is Yoshitoshi Abe. And he is known for his artwork. He's done some very good artwork in other animes. And he has a master's degree in Japanese style painting, and he really applies traditional Japanese techniques to the anime world, which is not unusual. There's a lot of good traditional Japanese anime artists out there. But Abe definitely gets a lot of acclaim. He does art books that seem to do very well. He's a well sought after anime artist. And he wrote the story for this. This is the only anime he's done like that. And it's very, he drew upon some things, some famous Japanese novels and things like that. So there's a lot of symbolism that gets pulled in from other sources. But I think the most fascinating thing for me is how autobiographical the story ends up being. And Abe has commented on that publicly, saying that he's rather embarrassed about it. But that is actually, I think, what makes the story work so well, because you can really feel the heart that comes out in it, that Abe really poured himself. This is the way this project came about. It was sort of, a friend of his, he's got a friend, Yasuyuki Ueda, and they're kind of like a power duo. Ueda's a producer, and he is the guy that lines up the deals and gets things to happen, and he did that for Abe in this case. And Abe just poured himself into it, and Ueda, managed to line up some money and call in some favors and get some friends to help out, and that's how this show came about. And it makes it so warm and inviting because it's not a show designed to sell toys, or there's a lot of anime that's produced to for commercial purposes, and this is a work of art, and everyone that worked on it, you can just feel it when you watch the show. You just feel it that the people that worked on this project looked at it as much more than just a job. They really poured themselves into it. Let's listen to another song. I really love the music, and I'm hoping that the music, which is just perfect for this show, will give you a feel for what it's like to watch it. Thank you. In the town of Guri, if you leave a building abandoned for too long, it is possible that cocoons might start appearing in it. And over time, that can become a nest for hibernae. So I guess in a way, the humans that live in Guri might even think of them as pests. But no, actually the humans of Guri take care of the hibernae and think of them as blessings. And although they don't tend to meddle in their affairs, the hibernae tend to live outside the town, the populated portion. The town of Guri actually has a city area and then it's surrounded by farmlands and forests. But it's not a very big place, and opinions vary as to how big. I'm thinking it's maybe around 5 or 6 miles in diameter, so it's not a big place at all. But in these old buildings, cocoons start to appear, and that is how hibernae enter the world. In a large cocoon, these cocoons are huge. They can almost fill a room. In the case of the old home nest, which is where the anime series is set, it's an old dormitory that used to be a school outside of town, and it has a big wall around it. It's like a little castle of sorts. But it's very old and kind of run down. There's electricity in Guri, although it has a kind of old world feel to it. But there's electricity, although in old home, only about half the place has electricity, and the tiles, there are a lot of tiles mismatched, and it's a pretty spooky kind of place, really. But in this old place, hibernae are hatched, and when they hatch, they look pretty much like humans. They don't have halos, they don't have wings. Later on, though, their wings actually sprout from their backs, and this is one of the reasons why, although Hibernae Renmei looks like a children's show, I don't recommend it for children, because when Raka's wings come out, it's pretty bloody. there's some other scenes. One of the things about the show is this is not Powerpuff Girls with wings. Hibernae Renmei is a drama, and not only is it a drama, but it's a spiritual drama. The show begins with the death of the main character, although we don't actually see how she dies, we just see what it's like for her after she dies. And that is one of the things that characterizes hibernae, is that they are all apparently children that had died in a previous life. That's a pretty heavy subject to be laying on kids, if you ask me. So anyway, and we follow Raka. That's how the story begins, and she hatches from this cocoon and is surrounded by all these other girls that have wings and halos, which is puzzling. And by the way, on that name, her name is Raka, which means falling in Japanese. She doesn't remember what her name was from her previous life, and she gets that name. It's given to her by her fellow hibernae in Old Home. Because they're named after their dreams. And there's other hibernae like Reki, who dreamed of, she was walking on a pebble-laden path, and Kana, which is short for Kawasakana, which means river fish, and Nemu, which means sleep, and Hikari, which means light, and Ku, which means air. And you can kind of infer from their names as to how they might have left their previous lives. But in addition to the wings sprouting out, another interesting aspect of hibernae life is that hibernae are given their halos by their fellow hibernae. And these halos are provided by an organization called the Hibernae Renmei, which means something along the lines of Gray Wing Alliance or Charcoal Feather Federation. That's like hibernae. It gets translated a lot of different ways. And it's a mysterious group that takes care of the hibernae. They don't lavish things. Hibernae, for example, are not allowed to have money, and they're not allowed to own anything new. So there's a lot of monk-like restrictions that are placed on hibernae in this town. What develops later in the story, well, before we get to that, let's listen to a little more of this excellent music by Ko Otani, just to give you more of a feel for what this is like. Although hibernae aren't angels, there's certainly a theme that Ohtani uses with the harps and the more traditional instruments, which certainly gives a kind of angelic feel to the series, and which I find quite delightful. Anyway, the first five episodes of the 13-episode series are fairly benign, kind of Raka's going along trying to figure out what's going on in this world and what it's all about. And we are introduced to many of the mysteries that confront all Hibernae when they're born into this world. Episode 6 is a transitional episode, and that's where Raka starts to find out that not everything is as nice as she would have hoped. She discovers that her time in Guri, like that of every Hibernae, comes to an end. Well, in her case, it doesn't end there, but she discovers that Hibernae don't stay forever, and eventually a time comes that's called their day of flight, when a Hibernae leaves the nest and goes outside the walls and is never seen again. However, the little wings that Hibernae use don't allow them to fly. The day of flight is more of a metaphor, and there are some supernatural things that happen on the day of flight, but generally what most people see is that a Hibernae is there one day and gone the next. And for the people that live in the town of Guri, who are humans and who live human lives, Hibernae come and go, and so they don't really get too attached to any one Hibernae as a general rule. They help them out, and they're cute, and they run around the town, and you know, they look after them, and they think of the Hibernae as being those who receive blessings from above. But they don't, you know, when a Hibernae comes and goes, it doesn't really make a difference in their lives. They get on with their lives. For Raka, this discovery is a profound. One of the things I love about the show is it deals with the big questions. What is the meaning of life? And here's Raka. She's born into this world, and she doesn't remember her name or anything really from her past life except for some dreams. And now she finds out that after a relatively short time, maybe even just a few years, she's going to leave again. And she asks herself the question, if I don't remember where I was, and I'm born into this world and then disappear again without having accomplished anything, what is the meaning of my existence? And my friends, that is really the $64,000 question in life, is it not? There's so many other themes that Hibernae Renmei addresses, such as friendship and the meaning of courage and depression and despair and hope and redemption. It really covers a lot of ground for a cartoon. Let's listen to another little clip here, just again to give you a feel of what this show's like. Hibernae Renmei is a drama. It's deceptive in many ways, and that's one of the things I find fascinating about the show. Here I am in my 44th viewing, and I'm not the kind of person that watches shows over and over and over again like I have with this one. And one reason for that is it just gets boring. You pretty much find everything the writer left there for you, and then you're done. In the case of Hibernae Renmei, I see something new with every viewing. It is surprising to me that an artist, you know, a man known for his ability to draw pictures, turns out to be such a brilliant writer. And I critique him from the standpoint of a writer. He's just brilliant, and I continue to find subtleties and patterns in the plot that are definitely there. It's not just my imagination. And that's another thing I love about this show. A problem which plagues anime series in general is that they tend to be formulaic and off the shelf. And at first blush, Haibane Renmei looks like that. You got your cast of characters, and each with their kind of stereotypical looks. My favorite character is Kana, who's essentially a caricature of a Chinese tomboy. She's the, you know, kind of the butch member of the old home crew, and does things like fix generators and the clock in the old home tower. And she's somewhat boisterous and rowdy. Even Kana, she's got her subtleties, and that's one of the interesting things, is all the characters have their issues, and they deal with them in different ways. And sometimes the way that's exposed is not obvious. Again, I've been watching this show for a year, and, you know, watching it dozens of times, and there's still new things that I discover in each viewing. So if you're thinking of Haibane Renmei as being some sort of cute little anime of the little girls with the wings and halos running around, and it's just something like Care Bears with wings, no, it's a lot more than that, and it covers some of the really deep questions. Anyway, I could go on about this show forever, and in many ways. I mean, like I said, my music and my writing and my drawing and all, just pretty much all my art right now is focused and oriented around this show. That obviously means it's had a pretty big impact on me, and I certainly can't say that it would have a big impact on everyone else, but I can say that the themes that the show deals with cover such things as grief and loss and depression and despair. And these are things that are kind of surprising for an anime to take on. I mean, different anime, there's some animes out there that really do cover some deep turf as well. I just find the combination of factors that come into play in Haibane Renmei just works for me. And maybe if, you know, I recommend the show to people who at least see once and, you know, make of it what they will. And you might want to, especially if you got a place where you can rent it. I know there's a lot of, it can be kind of hard to find this anime because it isn't a big commercial success. But it's actually, I think, growing in popularity as more people find out about it. So you might, if you can see it down at the video store and you see a video down there and it's got a girl with wings and halos, and you might, and it's Haibane Renmei, you might want to check it out and see what you think. And with that, I think I'll leave us with one last shortcut of music from the series. And again, really, I'm not doing justice to the show, and it's kind of disheartening because I love this show so much, and I want to at least give my fellow members an idea of why I'm just so obsessed with it. But until you've seen it, you probably can't understand. And even if you do, it may not, you know, it's not for everybody. There's not a lot of action. It's not a sex and violence kind of show. It's just, it's a very heartwarming show. It's the kind of show you watch when you want to curl up next to the fire with a blanket over you. It's a cuddle kind of show. Anyway, let's do some music out. This has been Magic of AboveTopSecret.com, bringing you a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast concerning Haibane.